Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
1234 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Oilers Now. Guests on our show receive gift certificates to Roost Chris Steakhouse. Roost Chris, it's the greatest steak you've ever had. Follow the sizzle to 9990 Jasper Avenue. Tal, Maggie, and the staff that Oilers Now sent you. Just before we go to John Shannon, I want to read a couple texts. Bob, I've got to give you credit where credit is due. You always said Leon Draisaitl could be a superstar and that Leon didn't even know how good he could be. Now we do know. Well, thank you for that. A rare positive text. This text comes in from Ron. He says, Coach Ron here. I'm really impressed with the leadership and maturity that Connor has recently shown by being both outspoken and calculated in his interviews. I wish him the best in his recovery from his injuries. Out of Cold Lake, Bob, Keith Gretzky should be given a fair shot at being GM. He can't be worse than Peter. P.S. Bringing in Gagne was a smooth move. That one comes from us, from T-Mac. Again, you can text us at 630-630. And D-Man Mark, you win the award for being honest. Former D-Man Mark. Bob, I was dead wrong on Griffin Reinhart. I thought he would be a stud number two defenseman and at least a very solid number three. I, like Shirelli, couldn't have been more wrong, from former D-Man Mark. Well, you know what? I was wrong, too. But the point I was making is optics versus reality. Everybody blames Peter for the Hall trade. There are other people in on the Hall trade. And everybody thinks that the other guys told Peter what to do on the Reinhart trade. I'm not buying that. Autonomy will be an issue moving forward with the new manager. We bring in John Shannon, who doesn't let anybody tell him what to do. And at times is very vociferous. At least he was way back in the... Have you mellowed with age, John, do you think, from your days of television production? What do you think?
No, I don't think I have.
You don't think you've mellowed?
I'm still a lovable guy that I always
was. Oh, yeah, you're a lovable.
Lovable, that's right. That was the word that people used to say.
That's, you know, when John Sexsmith would tell me John Shannon stories.
No, please, no.
All righty. No,
thank goodness my wife's not listening.
So. Yes, well... All right, where do we start here? There's so much to get to. It's the season's over. We've just had the Nicholson and Keith Gretzky presser. That's actually pushed back, though. The storyline's Friday night or Saturday night. Did you see Leon Draisaitl ever scoring 50 goals in an NHL season? I know I didn't.
No, I didn't. I was lucky enough to see him a few more times than most people. When he was at his prime in the Western League, both in PA and in Kelowna. And I knew he was going to be good. I did not know he would be this good. And quite frankly, Bob, there are times, and I think even this year, that he's so darn good and things come to him naturally that he becomes frustrating to watch at times if it doesn't work perfect every time because you wonder about his effort, but I just don't think you can wonder about the effort now based on what we saw, particularly the second half of the season.
Which makes the combination of what McDavid, Draisaitl, Nugent Hopkins, Darnell Nurse, Chiasson, and Cassian did that much more frustrating, John.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, there is enough of a core there that people you can start to actually have a little bit of a smile on your face. About how things are going to work. I mean,
well, do Oilers fans need to be reminded of that? That it's not all doom and gloom I mean, because here's the thing. I understand the frustration and exasperation. It's been 12 out of 13 years.
Yep.
What if I was to tell you that this was a better than average year compared to the other 13 seasons? Like, it wasn't, you know, but it doesn't help at the end of the day. When you miss, that's all there is to it.
Well, two things. It doesn't help when the Flames play as well as they do, because that'll drive Oiler fans nuts, period.
So be better.
Yes. And then compare results to expectation. And that's where, the expectations were so high, fairly or unfairly, they were high. And that's what teams have to manage constantly. I mean, not to bring it around Toronto at some point, but I remember Mike Babcock and Brendan Shanahan, the first press conference, telling everybody it's going to be painful. And
it was for a year there.
And it was for a year plus. So from that perspective, I don't blame any fan for being impatient. I don't blame any Oiler fan for thinking negatively about the situation simply because what happened on the ice in the end did not meet or come close to expectation.
How concerned were you for McDavid on Saturday night?
Well, I can't use the word on the air, but I was scared something.
Yeah.
That to me could have been a lot worse than has happened and occurred. But, there's also, superstars tend to be able to protect themselves better than most. And he's done a magnificent job of that, not just on that hit, but on others. And in the end, it's a blessing that he'll be okay.
I had six current or former players text me within half hour of that hit.
Yep.
That play, it wasn't a hit, the play.
Yeah.
Most of them thought it was not dirty, but it might have been a tad unnecessary. And the fact that Giordano, who said he probably wouldn't have played the play the same way, maybe tells you that he thinks it might have been unnecessary too.
Yeah, but you know what?
He's a competitive guy. He's a great player. He should win the Norris Trophy.
But both of them are, and both of them were trying to do what they do best.
Sure.
And Connor, can you say at some point, hey Connor, listen, it's game 82. You're not making the playoffs. Why are you going to the net so hard? But that's Connor, and you even heard that yesterday in his comments yesterday. He said, I'm always going to play as hard as I can,
yeah.
And so is Gio.
All right, John, we're going to put you on hold for 21 seconds. We're going to circle back. Brendan, you ready to cue this up again for me? We're going to I'll ask John here in a second if the following quotes addressing the rumors he wants out get put to bed. Once again, here's Connor McDavid.
Be here. If I didn't want to be here, I wouldn't have signed an 8-year deal. So. I love the guys in the city. There's obviously going to be changes both on and off the ice, and that's just the facts of it. And but I'm here to be this part of the solution. And that's that.
All right. So we'll bring John Shannon back in. And none of Connor's comments yesterday would surprise you in the least, would they?
None. This guy and it is, and one of your the texts that was there. I do think that he's becoming a leader. I think that maybe a silver lining out of all this adversity is that he is learning to have a voice and learning what his voice means and being able to make that impact. I also think that this management group is smart enough to involve Connor at key times because he is that important to this organization on so many levels.
All right. So there you have it.
I do think I certainly hope it's put to bed.
Yeah. Have a personal relationship with Jeff Jackson, who, by the way, also represents Sam Gagne. Dave Gagne works with Jeff Jackson. And I think it needs to be stated, Jeff's a very highly principled guy.
Oh, Jeff Jackson's, when you look at Jeff's career, first as a player, now as a lawyer, I dealt with Jeff when we worked together in the Maple Leafs management. I have a ton of time for Jeff and what he stands for and what he believes in. And there's no issue for me. And this is part of the evolution of a superstar turning into somebody who can be as well-spoken as anybody in the game.
So ignore the guys looking for attention out of places like Toronto and ESPN's website?
Easy to be negative. It's easy to be negative. It's difficult at times to be objective. It's difficult at times to be positive. So when you can sit here and say, ah, that's not true, and nah, he wants, you know, negativism sells easy. It's difficult to be objective at times, and that's and I don't think there are as many people as are as objective. And the other thing, Bob, is that people thrive on chaos.
Yeah,
if things are normal, you know, life is dull. People like chaos, and like chaos when it comes to other people's business. So this is just a natural course of being in sports, being in the media, and not getting the results that everybody expects.
Some might say it's a further extension of maybe fan Schadenfreude to a certain degree, right? The Oilers have gotten some good luck, and some others have wished ill upon Edmonton in that regard. It's funny how, and I brought this up the other day, often people are more critical of other markets than their own. We were on a recent road trip, and I had an individual who I like, criticize and use the term tire fire, and the team that he was working for has had a pretty good go. And I go, by the way, how come this individual in your organization, who was a big part of things in the embryonic stages, was unceremoniously dumped within, fairly quickly? And this individual said to me, "Well, I can't really get into that," and I had to chuckle because this guy was grilling me, and I'm like, "Well, wait a sec here, you fired a guy who was the face of things in the beginning." I think you know.
People get very, very short-sighted when it comes to our business. So it's easy to look outside. It's easy to look outside. It's difficult to look inside sometimes.
All right.
And everybody in 31 teams, and soon to be 32, their own teams are the only one with issues. There's no issues that deal with all the other teams. So it's fun to watch. And I'm lucky enough to have enough contacts with almost every organization. You can sit here and laugh when they all complain about the same thing differently.
We will circle to Bob Nicholson and Keith Gretzky momentarily, but we're being texted on our 6:30 text line for Heartland Ford. Bob, you've not even addressed Todd McLellan, Pierre LeBrun, Bob McKenzie, Eric Duhatchik, all referencing McLellan in the mix in Buffalo in Los Angeles. If you've listened to the show, I think you know I feel very highly about Todd, and I'm not surprised in the least that he has multiple opportunities. The way things went after Todd left certainly didn't hurt his case for future employment, because there was not a dramatic improvement with the Oilers hockey team on the balance of the season. What's a better fit, do you think, Buffalo or L.A., if those are the two potential suitors that are in the hottest?
Well, if you were the coach and you came to me and said, I have a chance to coach Los Angeles Kings or Buffalo Sabres with what is on the ice for both teams, I think you're taking the Buffalo Sabres.
Same here.
I mean, when you can have Jack Eichel and Rasmus Dahlin and Ristolainen and Jeff Skinner, who's going to re-sign there, I think that's a better environment. Now, if you're talking about lifestyle and you're talking about market, then you're going to L.A. So, I mean, both sides have a positive attribute. One of the issues in Los Angeles is how do you convince the old dogs new tricks? How do you convince Doughty and Kopitar and Carter and Brown that they might have to change the way they play the game? I think we saw it firsthand all season long after the firing that Willie had that problem with the club too.
Yeah. I think Todd might have a little bit more success just in terms of his ability to control things than Willie. I like Willie's.
Probably.
Willie's a nice man, but Todd's...
Rob Blake
there you
has
go.
Been a huge disciple of Todd McLellan,
and that's to
Rob
me.
Rob played for Todd.
That's the
in
big one.
San Jose.
To me. That's what Todd has to factor in. I think obviously Buffalo's got better younger players.
Yeah.
But there's the Rob Blake fact, and the other thing is Buffalo has gone through a ton of people over the last several years.
Now the interesting thing about Buffalo is that first of all, Jason Botterill did offer Todd spot on Hockey Canada's team for the World Championship, so there is a relationship there. And Tyson,
is there
Todd's son, is going to be in the Frozen Four this weekend in Buffalo. So there's a lot of arrows pointing to Todd McClellan going to Buffalo, which in fact he is. He'll be there this weekend to watch his son play in the Frozen Four. But that doesn't necessarily mean that Buffalo and the Sabres and McClellan are a done deal. I'm told that Todd is in Vancouver today, actually a meeting with Luke Robitaille. So we'll have to see what happens.
Okay. Interesting. John Shannon. All right, John, let's get to Bob Nicholson and Keith Gretzky. I know you watched it. What'd you think?
No surprises. I think that with the amount of time that we've seen both guys and around both guys, I think they were very consistent in what they said today, and I think they've got some huge challenges, particularly Bob, when it comes to finding that key cog in the manager who then can go find the coach. So I think it was all pretty obvious. They're not going to hire a president of hockey operations. Bob gave the list of what he thinks is important for the manager's job, and we'll have to wait and see and take him at his word.
All right. I'm going to read you a tweet. You tell me whether or not you agree or disagree with anything that gets said in this tweet. Ready? Here we go. 100% Keith Gretzky should merit consideration for GM position. That's merit consideration. Keith has 18 years of NHL experience in a variety of roles. He is the Gretzky who grinds. He's humble and knows what he doesn't know. He is a firm believer in drafting and developing and emphasizes speed and skill. Do you disagree with any of that?
No, I think that's true, and I think that's what's going to happen. He's going to merit consideration.
Yeah.
I think he's going, and I mean, I don't think anybody in the organization has been denying that he's done what they, and more importantly, I think since he took the job over, he's done exactly what they've asked him to do, and became a little more prolific around the team, which I think was important based on what we saw with Peter in the last two or three years. I think Keith's done everything they've asked and more, and with his strength on the amateur side, we know he's going to be part of the organization no matter what.
And you know what? He got asked a question by Jason Gregor where Jason gave him the window to highlight the fact that he was mostly on the amateur side, and he talked about when we made the trades. And these trades didn't work out. Like, he had an opportunity to say, hey, I really wasn't a part of those sort of things, and he didn't do that. Instead, he said, look, we made the deals, we had injuries at the time, and the deals didn't work out, and that's the business.
Wayne is one guy. Keith is completely another, and Keith has earned the respect within the hockey community for what he has done for the last, 17 or 18 years.
Yeah.
And he has a resume of his own. He doesn't have his brother's resume.
Do you think our fan base can handle those kind of optics?
Optics are W's and L's. That's what optics are. I think in Edmonton, no matter who gets the job,
it comes down to results.
It's going to come to results. I mean, there's going to be a level of skepticism. There's going to be doubting Thomases. There's going to be supporters. And in the end, it's going to come to how has the roster changed? How have they been able to adapt to cap situations? And come, October 5, 6, next fall, is this team winning more than it's losing?
And as you know, when Peter Chiarelli on April the 24th and Todd McClellan in the middle of May after the World Championships were hired, do you know what the optics were of the Oilers?
It was off
the charts.
Stanley Cup or bust. Stanley Cup or bust.
Yep.
Yeah. And then win the draft lottery and
they won the draft lottery
before.
April 18th. Yes.
Yeah,
Speaking of the draft lottery, Sportsnet has that tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
I will have my media team in the Pub 1905 playoff pool, which means I can't win. And those guys, by the way, down there, there's several ex-pro. I have won it a couple times, which I have to rub it in their face because that's all I got when a couple of them played over 600 games in the NHL.
Sure.
But and for the record, I am taking the Leafs to beat Boston.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to know why, John?
Yeah.
If Mike Babcock can lead the Lethbridge Pronghorns to a University Cup championship. He can get the Maple Leafs, who lost in seven to Boston last year and have added John Tavares and Jake Muzzin since then, he can get the Maple Leafs past Boston. So that's why.
You should just have that Lethbridge pronghorn thing on a loop. Because you pull that out of your sock every once in a while.
It's Oh, that's good.
What about Ripier College? Did anything happen at Ripier College?
Yeah, Dan Baker from Pub 1905 was their player of the year at Ripier College. He overcame Babcock's coaching. I told Mike that. All right. So tomorrow night's the lottery.
Yes, sir.
And
Colorado has 18.5%.
What a trade. And does that not show you, I mean, think about the, everybody uses, you know, loves to throw tire fire. We thought Colorado was a disaster 2 years ago at this time. They'd won 22 games. That's it. The entire season. One of the worst seasons in the last 30 years in the NHL. And then Joe Sakic, and I don't know if it was Joe Sakic, Craig Billington, or Chris McFarlane, but somebody orchestrated the greatest three-way deal ever with Nashville, and they got Ottawa's number one, and they're drafting no lower than fourth, and they got the best chance at number one.
You know what? I think Joe Sakic doesn't get enough credit for being as patient in the front office as he was on the ice. And I think Joe Sakic, you know, remember that year that they had such a bad record was that Patrick Waugh left them hanging out to dry.
Yes.
Late in the summer.
Yeah.
Jared Bittner had less than 30 days to prep for his first NHL camp. And I think that this is a team that's going to make some noise. It's not going to beat Calgary, but Colorado's going to make sure that everybody in Calgary knows that they're a pretty good hockey team.
Can't believe they gave Nashville the trouble they gave them last year. John, great stuff. Thanks as always for your time.
Okay, Bob. Have a great day.
I'll try to. That is John Shannon from NHL Hockey and Rogers. It's 12:55. At 1:05, we'll get to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. And still to come on today's show, you will also hear from Leon Draisaitl, along with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Darnell Nurse. I will tell you once I find the script, and I can't currently find the script. Where did it go? Is it... Okay.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
There we go. That we'll head off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. When we come back, second hour of Oilers Now. Lots to get to.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.